We'll start it easy with Port Stewart. How did you find things out there?
Yeah, it was really, really good. To play in a pro-am where the course is set up for a tournament where the boys, you know, big names are here this weekend, are going to rip it. You can't complain, you know. It's one of those, real, like, privileges that you get. And it was so good. Playing with Danny as well, who's won a green jacket, and watching him kind of pick his way around the course was awesome.
And obviously, you know, you've seen what it's like in the good weather, bad weather yesterday. Obviously an excellent day for it.
Yeah, really good day. And coming in, there was a few holes where the wind was picking up, and you get a taste of, you know, what could happen. And I think that's why the greens aren't rapid. The greens, you know, they hold the ball, which is good, because if it's blowing a hoolie, you don't want the ball rolling all over the place. So I think it's set up beautifully for the weekend.
And I have two predictions to ask off you. First of all, who wins the Irish Open this weekend?
I'm going to go with Søren Kjeldsen.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he was behind us and he was absolutely ripping it.
Look good from ahead.
Yeah. So I'm like, and I'll go with one of the French boys, Gregory Bourdieu or Alexander Levy, because I've played with those guys in separate pro-ams and they're just nice fellas. And it's always nice to see guys that you know and on tour pick up a trophy. But, you know, it's a tough game, isn't it? It's a tough sport. So I think predicting who's going to win a golf tournament is very, very difficult.
And, well, my second prediction is who wins the Super Bowl next year.
I'm going to go Green Bay Packers, because there's no way that the Green Bay organisation would let Aaron Rodgers have a couple of whiffy years. I think they'll go hard in free agency, sort out the defence, and they'll get a couple of key personnel for Aaron to prosper.
No repeat for the Pats?
Probably. They're always in the mix. They are always in the mix, you know.
Even at 39 TB?
Yeah. Hey, look, the man's invincible. Absolute sporting legend. You know, he's unbelievable. He's got more diamond rings than the Queen. The man's a joke.
Well, you know, if he can do it, so why can't the rest of us?
Exactly.
Vernon, I really, really appreciate you
Thank
chatting
you
to me. It's great
nice
to have you
here
in the North Coast.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank